Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I am privileged to be interviewing Jeff Slater and Kane Minkus, who have a variety of coaching skills, including but not limited to neuro-linguistic programming, and they will further explain their exceptional skill sets. You may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. Well, welcome, Jeff and Kane. What got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do?
Well, it actually began in on a quest just for, like anyone, a quest for having a life that we love. That was the main quest. It was a discovery, kind of the way Bruce Lee went out and studied many different techniques and many different styles of fighting and bringing those together. He ended up developing his own method. So in time, what we did was we've handpicked what we thought were some of the most useful aspects of many different technologies or methods for getting the results that we wanted in our lives, and we handpicked each one of those and developed our own method, which Kane will later share about, into what we believe has people get, in our experience, get the results that they're looking for in their life.
Yeah, and so
okay.
Just to add on that.
Sure, go right ahead.
You know, so Jeff and I individually have probably done over a decade of leadership training, personal growth seminars, financial seminars, wealth-growing seminars, just all over the board. And I think that Jeff and I came together because we recognized that there were some particular trainings and particular backgrounds that we had studied that were actually giving us the change we wanted in our lives and the success that we wanted in certain realms of our lives. And the more Jeff and I have been friends for probably almost 6 or 7 years, and in just discussing and sharing those things, we started to realize that there was this trend that really certain technologies, certain studies of human behavior and leadership trainings were actually getting the results for those clients where others weren't. And we noticed that we were actually starting to study all sorts of different technologies that when we brought them together was creating this really rich picture that we were able to use in our businesses and in our investment lives, and that were really creating huge results with our relationships with people, which were creating huge results in our wealth, in our businesses. And so we got very excited about, wow, we really have something here, which is to be taking these unique technologies, and what I mean by that is like neuro-linguistic programming, Laban movement analysis, what we studied with executive trainers in Silicon Valley who had their own proprietary techniques, groups like Fearless Wealth, groups like Tony Robbins, and some of the pop culture groups out there that are speaking. But what we found is that we were actually able to really dig into almost like a clandestine network of technologies from extraordinary coaches around the country and around the world, that when we combine these technologies together in our own lives, we found a system that was really, really making a huge difference for us. And so we've taken that system now, and we're now going back out together and teaching this system to those, you know, internationally, exactly how to be using the system that we learned, how to be using those technologies, and how to get them in their own lives for the results they want.
And what has been some of the response as far as, the people, once they're learning some of these techniques?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, some of the response has been all over. It depends. It really depends on what it is they're looking for. What we found is our experience says that a lot of times people are really interested in making more money. That seems to be a common trend. I'd like to make more money. And underlying that, usually there's something under the covers, which is much deeper than that. It usually has something to do with the value or self-worth of that individual. Now, a lot of coaching programs, what they do is they go out and they push and they make wrong those particular parts of that person that is not having them get the result that they want, or they try and power through it. Well, what's interesting and what we've learned and what experience has shown us is that actually by paying attention to that particular part that is actually having that individual not getting the results that they want, by paying close attention to it and allowing it to just be where it is, allows us to actually work with that particular part and have it become and maybe add some more choices to that behavioral to that particular behavior choice, which then has the particular person experiencing with ease maybe a sense of more self-worth, which then correlates into and like a bridge, bridges over into their conversations around money, around negotiation, and around making more money in their life. Like it actually becomes safe for that person to make more money in their life, whereas mm-hmm. before it was actually unsafe for them to make more money. And now you'd have to, this is a longer conversation to understand how is it that someone can actually feel unsafe making money. Mm-hmm. So, Kim, why don't you, if you could expand on that and the ecology of a human being, just to piggyback on that, I think it would be useful.
Sure, yeah. So, Tim, one of the parts that we find really missing in most leadership or training seminars or wealth or investment seminars is one's own relationship to creating what they want in their life. And this is a part mm-hmm. and piece that we call ecology. And it's really the ecosystem that a person has designed that stabilizes their entire belief systems around what they want. Now, without getting sort of too complex or technical into it here, it really what it boils down to is that a person has designed a great balance to stabilize their life in a way that they believe is, like Jeff said, safe. And so one of the reasons we have really extraordinary results with the people that we coach and work with is we really spend a good chunk of time on this area called what is safe for them, what's safe for their ecosystem, what's going to happen if we shift their ecosystem, what happens if someone comes to us that runs a business and says, I want to take my business from $1 million to $10 million over the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the
mm-hmm.
things that they don't necessarily have looked at, or they went into a seminar that got them really excited about all the new tools and techniques they're going to be able to use in negotiating and in sales to take their business to $10 million. But they're not looking at what's going to happen to them, their lives, their experience. Is it safe for them to really take their business to $10 million?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen in the ecosystem of their life, their business? What's happening in the internal ecosystem of their company? And now this is just one part and piece, but we think this is a major part that's missing in most transformational or you know whatever sort of label you want to put on work that's helping people achieve the results that they want to achieve. And so ecology
is it kind of taking people out of their comfort zones?
Well, exactly. And really what tends to happen is people will move out of their comfort zones. So, for instance, they might go to a seminar and be pushed out of their comfort zone for a weekend, and this is sort of what we call the seminar effect. They get pulled out of their comfort zone for a short time, but they go back to work or back to their jobs or back to running their companies or back into their investment world on Monday, and over 2 or 3 or 4 days, they're pushed right back into the same experiences,
mm-hmm.
feelings, and emotions that they have. That seminar
mm-hmm.
effect
mm-hmm.
you know, runs out, and they really don't have any real lasting change. Jeff and I are after, how do we get lasting change for people? How do they produce the results through great world-class techniques, and how do they continue to look at how to have lasting behavioral shifts? You know, we measure our success with working with people based upon how their behavior has changed long term versus
mm-hmm.
how excited
mm-hmm.
they got while working with us.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Makes total sense.
Now,
and
go ahead.
I was just going to ask about specific, if you had a story about a specific, success story on somebody that, had kind of a long-term change. Obviously, keeping them anonymous, I totally understand that.
I certainly do. Jeff, do you have anything you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, I'll share a story about myself and some of the things I've been through and how it'll probably shed some light into what we're talking about. I was heavily invested into real estate, controlled about 49 investment properties all over the country, ranging from single families to commercial to small four unit buildings. I was always I worked really, really hard in my life. Like I was programmed to work very hard. Life was a struggle. Even though I kept on making more and more money, it's like my life just started getting more and more, it got harder and harder. And the whole intention behind me buying all this real estate was in fact to make my life easier. But what began to show up was I started getting shackles around my ankles, in a sense, making my life more and more difficult. And what I learned was, from my family, my family, it's very appropriate, and it's in our family, and it's part of like belonging to the families. We all work very, very hard in our lives, and we work hard to make money. My particular family does well, but they work really hard to make the amount of money they make. And so that was actually in my system. It was actually unsafe. So if I were to suddenly start making money easily and with ease, where money just showed up, maybe from sort of passive income, or it easily showed up in all those right ways, well, then it would actually be unsafe. It would actually be unsafe for me, because our biggest fear as human beings is to not belong. So then I would actually subconsciously be very afraid to make money easily, because I wouldn't then belong to my family. Now, I know that logically that doesn't make any sense, but these are the choices and decisions that are made at a deep level at the ages of maybe 3 to 9 years old. So what I did was I worked really, really hard, and I found a way to actually sabotage my business so that I could somehow struggle even more. And it was all unconscious, and it was a way of still belonging to my family system, which is a whole other conversation in itself. But what was interesting and what I learned from it was how deeply devoted I was to belonging. And, like, I would do anything as a person to still belong, so much that I would actually subconsciously find a way to sabotage my own life just so I could stay safe and to belong. Now, that all starts to get modified and began to get modified, and things started to change quite a bit. But I had to modify those belief structures, and that was a process that was very freeing. And what came out of it was things started to be a little easier. I actually have the experience of where money shows up with ease, which is really the way the universe actually works. Things are designed to work with ease. And so, Kay, maybe you can piggyback a little bit on that.
About the world of ease, or?
Yeah, like the world, like how the world is designed, what if human nature was actually designed to have things show up when at the exact time you need them, and we're the ones as human beings pushing them back.
Well, it seems to be becoming more and more in the consciousness of society now how important it is to take a look at our belief systems in terms of having the results we want. So, my background is I've run, bought and sold over a dozen companies between $5 and $35 million in all sorts of different sectors. So, I'm a hardcore business guy. Like, I like to get into businesses, buy them, make them soar, start them up. Doesn't matter. Like, I love business. But I realize that you can't just have a whole bunch of business tools and techniques if you're really trying to achieve results that you don't know yourself able to achieve. And that's the game that I'm in every year, is to create results that I didn't know I could achieve at the beginning of the year. I want new, exciting, extraordinary results that I didn't think I was going to be able to do at the end of the year. Now, doing that each year really requires, what I found, is digging into what I believe about how to create those results. What do I know about how to create those results? And so, and Jeff and my journey individually and together, we've really understood that it comes from really, really, really far back and young belief systems that we're creating and things that we're carrying throughout our whole lives that are affecting what we consider the most important part of life is our relationships. So our main seminar is called Building Wealth Through Relationships, and it really focuses on both the techniques and tools of how to actually do something, but it also really looks at what's going on in terms of the belief systems and how we're designed to use those tools and techniques, and how we're building our relationships to ourselves, our relationships to others, our relationships to money, our relationships to our health. All those things are playing into the results and the success that we're having in all realms of our lives. And so what we're bringing here is we're just trying to bring a full perspective on all these things and explore the top techniques in the world for really understanding these different realms, again, which are health, wealth, and self in our world, or what we call relationships, how to design the most extraordinary relationships with yourself and with others so that you keep breaking through and having new results each year with your business and your wealth and your life. And ultimately, what we're focused on is people growing their wealth or people growing their businesses or something in the physical realm. Our personal backgrounds is the love of taking these techniques and these tools and these belief system things and all this stuff and actually manifesting into real-world results, whether that's better relationships with our wives or our children or our families or our friends, or, you know, better bottom line with our companies, or more money to invest with at the end of the year than we thought we would have, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, very interesting. Very interesting. Jeff, something else that you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, just to piggyback on that, Ken and I have been on a quest for years and years to discover what actually has results show up in people's lives, and what has it, and what has it show up in our lives. That's been my test. Is I read a book, I implement, and as I implement, if a result shows up, then something worked in that book or that particular knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And what
mm-hmm.
is it, and I ask the question, what is it that worked? What is it that worked around this particular knowledge? What worked about this technology? And so we're interested in results because we are bottom line businessmen that want results in our lives, whether it's in health, our relationships, or with our money. We want results. And so that was our goal and our intention to creating Building Wealth Through Relationships, is we want people who are interested in getting results in their lives that they've already attended. Maybe they've already attended or read many, many books, but they still don't have
mm-hmm.
the results they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. I was just wondering if I could catch one or both of you to give our listeners, you've given some tremendous information so far. I just wonder if you have, you know, two or three useful tips, and I'm going to also ask you afterwards, you know, about your contact information, but two or three useful tips that they could do now, you know, that would actually be able to help them today.
Yeah, certainly I can offer a couple of things. So one of the things that we teach in our curriculum is called the Leadership Pyramid, and it's something that we've taught at several Fortune 500 companies and share with many top executives in terms of looking at their leadership at their company. Again, because you know, most of the time in growing a top company, it's really about the relationships, and that's actually where it comes into creating
mm-hmm.
a better bottom line. So the Leadership Pyramid, which has five levels to it, we'll give you the first couple just to get you excited and understand where we're going with it. And the very
mm-hmm.
first level in the Leadership Pyramid is called Be Present. And
mm-hmm.
being present is the very beginning, the very start of starting to take a look at, discover, experience what's going on. Whenever you're trying to have different results or change something, the first thing you need to do is be present. A lot of people start in at whose fault is it? Or, you know, how do we change this? The first thing is to start to become present with it and start just noticing what's going on. If you're not present with something, you can't go on to the next level, which is be accountable. So
mm-hmm.
being accountable is really the second step in your way up the leadership pyramid. And when you are present to it, that when you can move up to being accountable, you can actually start to open up all sorts of realms of questions and conversations and things you can start to do as you're starting to take accountability for it. So one of the first two things, and we actually explore these in great detail, and I don't want to take up too much of the time here, but we explore these two concepts out of the five and, of course, go on to the rest in our programs specifically about being present, being accountable, and how these, just by, you know, they sound like such simple terms,
mm-hmm.
but when you really start to dig into them and you really start to ask yourself in a situation where you're trying to create something that you don't currently have, how, you know, am I being present? Am I being accountable for it? And explore all those topics. Lots of things actually really start to open up. Another thing that I would share is that, you know, along the journey of how do we get to what we want is really sitting down and figuring out where we're at, so what is, and where we're headed to. Like what is now, what we would call sort
mm-hmm.
of the present state or the current experience, and what do we want? What are we getting to? And really spend some time fleshing those out, designing those, having a roadmap. You can't imagine how many successful, brilliant people we sit down with that when we sit down to talk about an issue, a problem, or something they're trying to get done, there is no roadmap designed yet. There is no, well, this is exactly what's going on, this is sort of what is, and this is exactly where we're trying to get to, this is what we want. There's actually quite a lot of focus in what we call focusing on the gap, which is the part
mm-hmm.
in between. What can be done, whose fault is it, where are we going, like how are we going to get there, who's going to be managing this, all this other stuff, and they don't actually have exactly what is and exactly what
mm-hmm.
they want designed in real clarity. So those are a couple techniques maybe your listeners can take away, and that is really getting the roadmap very clear for themselves before they start handling anything, starting to really
mm-hmm.
notice where they're present to the problem and how they're taking accountability for it, and that will give them a little bit of a launching point to start creating some solutions to new problems. And of course, you know, we recommend they actually find out about our programs and come join
sure,
us for
sure. Well, that was my next question was, unless, Jeff, you had something that you wanted to piggyback on there to add to it, but I want to catch your contact information.
Yeah, you know, I think Kane summed it up excellent, and I think that there's much more to be discovered inside of the programs, and Kane has a knack for being able to make things that sometimes are difficult, make them very easy to understand, and but it's those simple things sometimes in life. It's the simple things that are missed, like getting clear about where you are, and getting clear about how, you know, what will let you know when you have that particular goal, like an actual checkpoint. We spend a lot of time as human beings not actually having a specific, having it clear about when they've reached their goals. So they go endlessly like something is just running exhaustively, like keeps running a marathon when there's no finish line, and that's kind of tiring.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
I think that why don't we go through and we can share more about how people can get in contact with us and some of the next
steps.
That would
be great. Yeah, this has really been exceptional. I very much appreciate you guys' insights. If we could get the contact information, and either one of you can go first, whatever you want to do.
Sure. Well, why don't we, Jeff, we should probably have him contact, the best bet is to contact the company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jeff, what's the best way in terms of contact?
I think that, you can go to livingitrich.com, that's livingitrich.com, and they can send an email to info@livingitrich.com. And they can check out our website as well with our contact info as well on there.
Okay, and it's got all the numbers, and obviously you gave me the website there and everything. So your phone numbers and any other information they would need will be right there, obviously.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, gentlemen, I really, really appreciate this. One other question I had, I'm just curious, how old are you two gentlemen?
That's a great question. I'm 30.
Now, that should be an easy question, guy. That shouldn't be a hard question. I'm sorry.
Well,
go ahead.
Let me tell you, what happens is normally when I walk into a CEO's office who's twice my age, they usually ask me if I'm the assistant of the coach. So I'm actually 30. I'm 30. Jeff's 28. And
okay.
I think that one of the exciting parts and one of the reasons we're so excited about the technology and the material that we bring out to the world is because we've had so much success in such a short amount of time. It's been kind of incredible. And our friends approach us and our family members approach us. And you know, we coach people twice our age, you know, in having the results they want. So we know that technology really works. We're sort of living proof of it. It's always kind of a gas when people actually learn our age.
Well,
just remind them
there's a couple guys named Sergey Brin and Larry Page that are pretty young, too, a little bit older than you guys, but not that much. And they've kind of put together a monster program just a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, well, guys, this has been fantastic. Any last-second wrap-up things that you wanted to finish with here before we close it up?
Well, I would love to just remind your listeners to keep looking into their beliefs about life, their beliefs about themselves, and their beliefs about business, because regardless of anything else, that's really where it starts. That's where that's the driver of the bus. And, I really encourage everyone to always be questioning everything about who they are, how they got there, and what's going on in a positive way, in a way to move them forward. But I think that's it's an area that's often overlooked, where they can grab onto what to do or tools to do. But I really encourage people to take that time to start asking themselves about where do their beliefs come from about their money, how did they get to where they are, and almost like a Socratic inquiry into their lives. Just starting that process is super valuable for people. And often leads them to a really wonderful journey to what they want.
And just to piggyback on that, the fact that there's probably a listener listening to this right now, the fact that they're still listening to this means that there's someone that's interested in growing their and growing their wealth and growing their life and having the life that they love. And I just want to thank that those particular listeners, the ones that are listening to this right now, for taking the time to expand their awareness and look within for the answers that they need to move forward. So thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, gentlemen, and I'm looking forward to checking out the website here and everything and learning more about it, and appreciate your time very much, and I'll make sure that I get the link sent forward to you on the on this teleseminar.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. You guys have a great rest of the day and a great rest of the week. I appreciate it very much.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.